Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Angels. I'm so sorry I'm late. A couple seconds late here, a minute. Anyway, welcome to our mastermind group. It's starting early this week at 8, and I'm going to probably move it back to 8:30 because it seems like everyone has gotten accustomed to that, but had a couple things going on this morning at 9. So anyway, it is what it is. Enough about that. How are you guys? Those who are listening to it now and who will listen to it later, and welcome. I'm not sure anybody will come, and if they do, great. And if not, then they'll just be listening to me and what I'm doing, and what I'm looking to create, and what I'd like to help others to create. Because I was listening, you know, I get up pretty early in the morning and meditate meditations for manifesting, and man, it was really good this morning. I meditated by Wayne Dyer, and it's working. And how is it working? Well, you know, I got a new show that's launching, and I was looking to create something within the show, and he called me yesterday, and he said, we can do it. I was like, oh, thank you. You know, have you ever felt like that? Such a relief. And then I was looking to create something for new customers or new clients coming in, and then I talked to our webmaster. She's amazing, and she's also an angel coach, Whitney. She goes, yeah, I can do that. I just haven't got to it yet. I was like, okay, cool. So I'm not sure what that's about. If I just learned to ask, and she'd already been thinking about it. So, but you know, one of my things is I want angel coaches to go into every media form in the world, and you know, and we're starting on a magazine too. How cool is that, right? So you guys will be able to read some really neat things or good things about how to empower yourself, how to tap into your ability, how to create a great relationship, how to, right? And wouldn't it be great if you just had like a diagram, or not a diagram, but directions, you know, and some great ways and stories too. So we're in the process of doing that, and she's on that page, I'm on that page, and that's a cool thing. And then one of the things I was listening to is, Compensation and Love by Marianne Williamson. You know, I got to tell you, it's a great book on audio. And if you haven't gotten it, listen to it, because I love the Course in Miracles. I love what she's saying. So I try to do a chapter, you know, because I'm pretty early, a chapter or more a day. And because, you know, change your mindset, change your life. And I had an aha moment, you know, with it. And I was like, okay, that makes sense. Because she said, you know, she wrote this book. It was really cool. And it was her first book, and she wasn't even sure it was going to, you know, do well. It was number five in the world for books, and Oprah Winfrey really recommended it. But she goes, I thought of a message or a feeling or a thought that the book, she goes, that the book was not, it wasn't because of the book. She goes, money came through the book. She goes, but it was because of all the service that I've given and donated for years. She said, that's, you know, and I didn't get paid for. And she goes, I just did it because I was here, I am here, and that's what I do. I am here to serve. And she said, when, you know, and I think it's the person that she became, the universe says, okay, we're going to reward you now. And I thought, wow, what a cool thing. Because we think, well, we got to make a lot of money. And I know I've done that before. You know, and I donate things myself, but, you know, and I'm sure you guys do as well. But when she put it like that, I go, that is a cool story, right? Because we always, you know, not we always, a lot of times what we do is like, okay, how much am I going to make, right? Rather than who am I serving and what is my goal? What is my life purpose? What is my soul's purpose? So I really got a lot out of that statement this morning and that story about the about her book, you know. And so that's something that, you know, I'm going to do even more and be more conscious of, you know. So what can we all be conscious of when, you know, we're working and serving humanity? And that's what I'm going to do, is do it like that, you know. And I want to get on the public speaking circuit, and so that's working out. I've got a couple of situations where I can do that. And I wanna help others do what they're, you know, help them find their goals and dreams too as well. So that's my story. That's my thoughts. What do you guys want to do? You know what I mean? And I want to give a positive affirmation today. Something that's important to you and one that we all can benefit from, right? And because affirmations are key. You know, so I've had some real good things here happen to me in the past couple of weeks or a couple of days since I've been doing that meditation. And I put one on leadership, and here it is. Wow. Okay. I'm going to read it to you now. It is time for you, or for us all, to realize who we are and to advance our leadership skills. And hold on one second, because I'm like, wow, okay. Leadership skills and practice and lovingly guide others. Advance our leadership skills and power and I'm sorry, because it was like I couldn't read it. And position and advance others lovingly. Lovely and help others to advance. You know how you're a leader? Who's following you, right? That is by Archangel Gabriel. Okay, it is time for all of us, not only me, you, to become your, you know, to become the leader that we are and tap into our power and practice and lovingly help others. Okay, so how cool is that? So that's by Archangel Gabriel. And I agree with that. I have to tell you guys something. As I said, I got a really big lesson this past weekend. You know, I exercise, I run, and I strength train, I do all that stuff, right? And it's really benefited my physical body, which has, benefited my mind and spirit, obviously, you know, because when you're taking care of yourself, you feel you're tapping into the law of attraction in a high level. Do you understand? I mean, we're high level, right? You know, and, you know, if I'm going to manifest that, and the highest you can manifest is 10, and the lowest is 1, I'd rather be over 6, okay? So taking care of your physical body helps you really do that, okay? And so, anyway, I am reading, you know, different things and listening to the stuff and doing the meditation. And I was at working at Orange Theory, you know, in one of the classes. I'm one of their members there. And this coach, he's so hyper, but he's hysterical. After the workout, you know, I said, you know, I was a little bit annoyed at him for something that, you know, he had done, but who am I, right? And so I said, I just wanted to give you an idea who I am. And so I was telling him, and you know, it overcame some great physical obstacles and you know, because I was sick and blah, 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 all that stuff. And he says, listen, he goes, I know who you are. He goes, this is back in 2013. He goes, you did the dry try and you came in. I said, yeah, it was last place. And he says, no. He said, he goes, 10 people tried and 400 people did not. So you were 10th in 400 people, in a group of 400 people. I was like, well, that's one way to look at it. And I was so appreciated that because, you know, have you ever done something physical and it was just so hard, right? And I was never really athletic, okay, running and all that. I mean, I did some things. I worked out and did Pilates and, you know, ballet. And ballet is really difficult, but I went into the gym the first time and I was like, wow, this is what these things are called. I thought they were arms and here they have biceps, triceps. Anyway, so I thought about it. I go, you know, he's so right. And I started wall climbing and by the way, I'm, you know, a pretty decent runner. I think I'm actually really good. And that takes time and practice, but I've been doing it, you know, and ran in events and that kind of thing. And so it's like, I'm going to look at it from that point on. And I got to realize too, I just started really being active a couple of years ago. You know what I mean? And so pushing my body, you know, that it comes easier for others, right? You know, has been something I've had to work on. And I'm cool with that. And I go, okay, I get it. So I was telling a friend of mine that does, she's been wall climbing with me. And we go to this place and it's wonderful there. and I'm enjoying it, and I have a fear of heights, which I don't have anymore. I don't think I do, but anyway, I wanted to conquer that. So she's so much better, and a lot of people are so much better. That's what I was thinking. I go, wait a minute, I'm here, I'm having fun, and I'm physically challenging myself. And I'm going to look at the way my shared with me that I'm one out of 6 billion people, and there's other 20 billion people near, 20 or 30 people, and they're doing the same thing I am. But we're one out of 6 billion people, or a few out of 6 billion people that are doing the walk line at that moment in time, right? And I've never been athletic like this, and this is the first time that I've done this. And where, you know, some people who are used to using their body take time. And I say the same thing with psychic ability. Listen, I've been this way all my life, and so it comes easy for me, right? And so when people start, they go, oh, this is hard, I can't do it. And they go, when's it going to happen? It's only a little bit. I get you. Because what is easy for me may not be easy for you. What is easy for you may not be for me. But if we look at it the way he taught me, like I'm one or you're one out of 6 billion people, or, you know, a few hundred people or a few thousand people, you know, then it makes it a lot easier. So it's helped me with my self-esteem and my self-worth, you know, too, as well, which is something I think a lot of us struggle with at times. And to remember, we always come from love. So anyway, I sent him a text. I said, thank you so much, you know, because you taught me something and changed my mindset forever. And so I hope that helps you with yours. And I'm going to see if anybody has joined us instead of rambling on. Okay, so hold on one second. Anyway, so what are you having for breakfast this morning, everybody that downloaded, or what are you going to have for dinner? Oh, good, there's Vic. Hey, I'm so glad you're here. I thought it was only going to be me. There's a change of time, Vic. How are you?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Anyway, as I'm rambling on, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, good. I changed it to 8 o'clock. So I, you know, I had a couple of people. I tuned in at 8:30, but you weren't there, and there was no show. I was like, yes, it's 8 o'clock. So take some time, but I knew you liked it at 8 too as well, right? So I changed the time because it's easier for you, or you know, I know, it's easier for me. But I may have to change it back to 8:30, but I'm going to keep it at 8, I think. So thank you for coming. And did you like my story about you know, and being athletic, right? And it did not come easy for me. I you know, it's like, huh. You know, so, yeah. What are you thinking? So,
we're always learning.
Yes.
We're always learning new things about ourselves. So, you know, I think it's wonderful.
Well, yeah.
You learned to overcome your fear of heights.
Oh, man. I rode a roller coaster last year, only when rode one. I was super afraid of that. And, oh, man. So, we're at Disney. See, Disney has roller coasters every few feet, you know. Anyway, I'm going to ride two this year, but I'd like to, maybe we can go for Halloween, which is fun. You know, they have me and that kind of thing. So, I want to do that. So, we'll see. But the height thing with the, you know, with the rock climbing, I was like, I go, do you have me, Abby? Yeah, she's got me, so it's kind of cool. But what are you looking to create? I know that you've had a busy week and you've had some real realizations. And you, Vic, for all you guys who are listening now or who listen to it later, got off of a went on a yacht this week, past week for the holiday. And it was luck, and I thought to myself, she has got some good karma, good energy, great energy, actually. And so she got invited to go on a yacht with a bunch of her friends for free. So, you know, that's cool. What was the best thing on that yacht? I wanted to ask you that you saw, or the best view, or the best – was the rooms great on the yacht? I want to ask that, you know, because we all like those things.
There were four staterooms, and it was just lovely. What I enjoyed most was, you know, having great meals prepared for you, being served, being taken care of like that. That was just really, and then having interactions with new people that I'd never met before, and just observing and watching how they relate to, you know, their significant others and things like that.
Yeah, there you go. That's what I like too as well. Huh. Yeah, being the observer, Vic and I talk about that a lot. We're always the observer sometimes and stuff like that. And you learn a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm definitely going to do. So. And then
right.
You guys, our show is picking up momentum. People are listening and downloading it a lot. So Vic and I have a show we're Wednesday at 3, and it is sex, dating, and relationships. I was going to put love in there, but I'm not going to do that right now. So yesterday we talked about your first time kissing and first time with anything, you know, and it was pretty interesting. So people are listening and enjoying. One of our goals, our intentions is to get on to be a speaker and write, because we've got a lot of experience we want to help people find, help them find their relationship, the best relationship with themselves as possible, which will lead to a great relationship with another man or woman, you know. And that's one of our goals is to be on a speaker on the speaking circuit doing that, right? So that's what we're doing now, be a speaker on the radio. Okay, next is walking in front of people. The nervous thing is, right, I think, anyway. So what else do you want to accomplish? I know you and Ashley are doing some things next week. So, and what do you want to accomplish for yourself? Or what's the goal for you?
Right now, I am in such a transitional period. Things are changing. I'm changing, and so I don't have a really clear direction, but I'm just staying open to these changes, and looking forward to what the new me is going to bring.
Nice. I got you. That's good. So I know some of the certain things we talked about. You're building your intuition, and, we talked about that. And then also, she's working on herself and doing some amazing, wonderful things I don't think you would ever realize before. I think we sit down sometimes and we get so – we think about what we don't have and we get upset at ourselves and we think about how that if this had worked out, this would be this way. And I think a lot of us, no matter what our age, have lived there. And you don't want to ever stay there. And you have learned to recognize that. I've learned to recognize it in myself. Like this morning, I was like really bummed about something. I was like, wait a minute. I go, this thought will affect everything I do today. And I said, so I'm going to change the thought. You know, change your thought, change your life. You know, one change changes everything. I mean, I could give you lots of quotes. You know, I gave you a leadership quote that I couldn't even read because I read it later and it's good. So one change changes everything. One thought changes everything, and then get busy and just do it. You know what I mean? So and meditate. Yeah, so that's good. Anyway, what do you want to do with our show? Do you want to be on the speaking circuit too? Don't you? That's what we're doing. So we're saying this out there, putting it out there on the airwaves. And Vic is a great speaker. You should hear her on Wednesday. She gave some good stuff yesterday, Wednesday at 3. So, and we're having people listen in, and nothing is too sacred. We talk about it, everything. We do it with love and joy and also a lot of humor. So, you know, and, so listen in, right? That's our show.
Right.
So. Yeah. And, Vic owns her own business. She ends up. She's in the beauty industry. She owns a laser business where they get all the hair off you. I do not have the hair on my leg now, thanks to Vic and, doing what she does. So, isn't that cool? You know, and I live in South Florida.
And getting rid of sunspots and sun damage and all that stuff, too.
Yes, exactly. You know, we get, I think everybody gets sun damage a little bit or a lot of bit after the age of 5. So anyway, that's what she does. So she's working on me with all of that. And so you guys, you check her out. I got your page for you, but say your page. I know your page now by heart. Elite. Go ahead, tell her.
Elite
with everybody.
Skin Investments, yes.
Yeah, and it's on Facebook. So you guys don't want to miss it. Yeah, go there, check it out. And as I said, I should put my legs on there. They look good, you know, but... I'll share this story with you, Vic. It's wonderful because how many of you guys have ever shaved your legs and missed a spot? And they goes, yeah, you do. But anyway, a friend of mine in college, she was extremely hairy, I'm going to say it like that. So she had her boyfriend over. She would have to wear leggings, okay, you know, like you wear leggings that went up to your knee, because she would have the 5 o'clock shadow if she didn't have a chance to shave her leg. That's funny. So too bad they didn't have laser there then. So anyway, that's what she used to do. So I think about that now. Laser's only been out, I guess, for however how long, and it's affordable and it works. And so thank you. Yeah, Vic. Anyway, so she's manifesting, creating today. I'm manifesting and creating today. And all you guys who will download it later, I hope you appreciate my quote on leadership. And I hope you appreciate everything we're trying to do here. And if you have an idea, please get with us on facebook.com/angelcoaches. And you can get some stuff there. And just remember, it's your time to be a leader and tap into your higher power. And that's it within all of us. And also, have fun, right? Right, everybody. Vic, I'm going to take off. I want to talk to you if you have a couple of minutes for me. And because I've been trying to get with her for a couple of days, she's got back. And this is our mastermind group. You can join us at any time and share with us what you're looking to create. Because as I said, we're all becoming leaders in what we do, all right? So, anyway, it's time for us to step our game up and take our place and just get it done. Anyway, because it's, that's hard to do sometimes. All right, everybody, take care. Have a great night. And this, I'm calling you right back.
Okay.